السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، وأرنا الحق حقا، وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا، وارزقنا اجتنابه، وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. آمين يا رب العالمين. Welcome everybody for our last part of Fiqh al-Tahara. And Alhamdulillah, we've covered most of the chapter. Today we're just going to go through the last part of Fiqh al-Tahara, which is Al-Hayd wal-Nifas, which is menstruation and postpartum bleeding. And as usual, we like to do some review, inshallah. So yesterday we covered izalatun najasa, right? Removing najasat, removing impurities. And we mentioned a couple of ways. Do you guys remember how many ways we mentioned? Who can tell me? How many ways of removing a najasa? So we have an-nadh, number one, good, like just sprinkling. That's one. And that's done like for like the vomit of the small baby who doesn't eat food, or the urine of the baby that doesn't eat food. طيب, what else? So that's the sprinkling. Yes, سبعة غسلات, seven washes with dirt, and that's four. We said for the dog and the pig. And then pretty much we said everything else. We said everything else, you wash until it's gone. Yeah, there was a narration of Imam Ahmad about seven washes. But we said, there's another, one of the interesting things about Madhab Imam Ahmad, it was never meant to be a Madhab actually. And Imam Ahmad didn't actually write a book of fiqh, right? And all his students gathered his narrations, okay? And so then one alim came and gathered all of them. And what happened is there was a lot of different riwayat, narrations from Imam Ahmad. And so you'll find a lot of different riwayat in the Hanbali madhab, more than any other madhab. So then others came after, and they said, well, let's find all the usul of Imam Ahmad and see which ones match his usul. And so in if you go in the advanced books of the Hanabila, they'll say, there's this riwayah, this is the main riwayah, the popular riwayah that goes with his usul. And then there is, he has another opinion, another riwayah, right? And sometimes they will use that. And sometimes they don't know which one is the strongest, right? And for example, in this case, there is one riwayah that says seven washes without dirt. And others say one wash is enough. Or one wash is enough, minimum, until the najasa is gone, right? And they said the dalil is easy. The dalil is the Arabi, the Bedouin that came in and he urinated in the masjid. And they said, Prophet said, throw one bucket of water. Khalas, it was enough. طيب, one bucket of water doesn't clean it, two buckets, okay? Until it's cleaned. طيب, جميل. طيب, question now. If a drop of blood falls on my shirt, right? My drop of blood, yeah, and your drop of blood, can I pray with it? Yalla, let's apply our fiqh now. Yeah, like, you cut your hand and the drop falls on your shirt. Huh? According to what we learned last week. Huh? One drop, ikhwan. Yani it's qalil. Huh? You can pray. We said yu'fa. Okay, it is permitted, it's excused. What small blood falls from a human or an animal that you're allowed to eat, as long as it's not on? I'm not going to tell you because it's the next question. So you can pray, right? You can pray. طيب, جميل. So one drop. But if a drop from a lion falls, he's najis. We can't eat him, so then you can't pray. واضح? طيب, جميل. طيب, what if it falls in my water? Into your drop of blood falls in your water. So here we said, no. As if it falls from yourself or any animal that is tahir, if it falls into your water or food, no. طيب, it falls on your... on your cheesecake. It just, do you throw the whole thing? Huh? Yeah, you can just remove the piece. That piece, وخلاص. Yeah? طيب. جميل. Good. This is the important part of fiqh, to actually apply it. طيب. How about our consumable liquid intoxicants طاهر? يعني liquid intoxicants like alcohol and other things like that. Are they طاهر؟ يعني if someone dripped spilled alcohol on me, can I pray? No, they're not, right? They're najis. You cannot pray with them. Mumtaz. And is the urine of a cow طاهر؟ Huh? طب احنا قلنا camel. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, we have a hadith. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث العرانيين, I believe that's their name, right? Those people that المهم يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told the people to drink from the urine and the laban. طيب, would the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tell us to drink something najis? لا. طيب, so here the bowl al-ibil, the urine of the camel, is what? It's tahir, it's pure. تمام. طب, my question is the urine of a cow tahir? Huh? طب, why the camel and not the So we said the urine, that's why review is good, the urine, the sperm, the milk, okay, of all the animals that you can eat, tahir. يعني just like you, انت, okay, sorry, يعني not like you, because our urine is not tahir, but the urine, the feces, the, because النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray in the areas of the camels. طيب, if it was najis, would he pray there? He wouldn't pray there, right? The urine, the sperm, the milk of all the animals that you can eat is what? Is tahir. So if you're a farmer or you own a farm, okay, and some of it got on your shirt, you can still pray, you're fine. Okay, it might be, you might consider it disgusting, you might remove it, that's fine. Okay, but can you pray or can you not? That's the question. This is the important part that fiqh helps us distinguish. Wadih, everyone's good? Khalas? Okay. It's good that we do a review, because otherwise these things pass us. طيب, today we want to cover كتاب أو باب الحيض والنفاس, right? Menstruation, and some call نفاس لوكيا, which is basically the blood that comes after birth. طيب, someone might say, well, you know, do we need to know this? Yes, some of the ulama said it's wajib for the men also to know this. For the women, it's wajib, but also for the men, because they're going to be married and they have daughters, etc. فهذي need to know this. And because, especially when a person is married, they need to know أحكام الحيض والنفاس. They have to know these things. Are we going to go in depth? No. But يعني, it's good to know the... And the interesting thing about كتاب الحيض in the Hanbali Madhab, it's actually... It's probably the most complicated... one of the most complicated chapters probably in Ibadat, okay? Especially in the Hanabil, because they're very... technical about, especially how she knows her ada, right? Her ada, her actual, like, I guess, cycle. How will she determine it? They're a bit strict on that, tamam. But inshallah, we'll go over the chapter, and we'll talk about maybe what some of the madahab said, that they're a bit more lenient on how to determine her ada. That's probably the most complicated part. Inshallah, we'll discuss. طيب, Bismillah. So first, we have to define al-hayd. Al-hayd, which is menstruation. طبعاً, this is something that here in school you will study it. You will study in biology, probably bio 20 in junior high school. تمام. And طبعاً, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman with. And this is something that is needed for childbirth. And actually what menstruation is, probably two things. Preparation for childbirth, okay, to receive the egg of the sperm, and also purification of the woman, right? So if you actually go into the biology of this, a lot of toxins and other things are released from the body, right? And so it's something that actually cleanses her body and purify her. In some other, like, religions and stuff, they see it like this is the curse of woman or a curse of God on woman or something like that. يعني كلام فاضي. طيب, so الحيض or menstruation is the flow of blood from the womb of the woman who has attained the age of puberty. طبعاً, this happens after al-bulugh, right? It is a period that occurs in noble cycles that may help in planning for children. Yeah, so what happens, every woman has a cycle. Now, what makes this bab complicated? What makes bab al-hayd complicated is because, you know, every woman has a different cycle. Every woman, even some women have their cycle changes throughout their life, right? And so they can change. And it's not just one type of blood that can come out. there's different kinds of blood that can come out, and there'll be different colors, right? And so that's why it can make this chapter a little bit difficult. Tamam. We said that basically the woman, okay, the way Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created her is that her rahim, right? It creates like a lining, right? And then it's preparing for childbirth, right? If childbirth doesn't happen, then that lining has to come out of the body, and that's what the menstruation is. It comes out. If she becomes pregnant, then there's no menstruation, right? And those who are married know that if one of the signs of pregnancy is that the cycle stops, that the cycle stops, right? And usually they say the whole cycle is 28 days. You know, the first is the actual menstruation, where the blood comes out. Then there's purity, and then there's ovulation. The ovulation is basically the best time for the woman to become pregnant during her cycle. طيب, جميل. Another word we need to understand is al-istihada, or we call the woman that is bleeding that way al-mustahada. What's al-mustahada? Al-mustahada is the one, according to the madhab, that bleeds more than 15 days. Why 15 days? We're gonna know later that the maximum amount of hayd, of the cycle for women in the madhab is 15 days. So they say any blood that's past 15 days, it will be considered what? Istihada, it's dam fasid, yani it's not part of the menstrual blood. It's different blood, right? And the woman knows, like most women can tell the difference between the menstrual blood and the non-menstrual blood, right? It's istihada is a type of a marad, it's a type of a sickness, right? And blood comes out, and it's not actually a menstrual blood. So al-mustahada, when you say mustahada or al-istihada, is that blood that's not menstrual blood. If it's after 15 days, we know for sure it's istihada blood, and sometimes it can happen within those 15 days. We'll explain, inshallah, how that happens. طيب. And then we have the third word that we need to know. The third definition is an-nifas. When nifas is what? Is basically the blood that comes after birth. So after the woman gives birth, she has a period of blood. Okay. And usually, we'll talk about it, it's about 40 days. Maximum, 40 days. Maximum, 4 days, it can be less than that. So that's so those are kind of the three kind of bloods that we have here. Al-hayd, menstrual blood. Al-istihada, which is like a type of a sickness blood. And al-nifas is the blood that comes after birth. طيب, we need to know, keep those words in mind, inshallah. طيب, some foundations in the madhab that we need to know. So I'm going to mention 5 rules, and I want you to keep them in mind. Number one, they say that there's no menstruation with pregnancy. So if a woman is pregnant, she can't. We just talked about it biologically. It's not possible. If you're pregnant, then basically there shouldn't be any menstrual blood, right? Because menstrual blood is a proof that there was no the egg did not attach, okay, in her rahim, and there's no pregnancy. Tamam? So pregnancy is a proof. And so when the menstrual blood comes down, it's khalas. Now you know that there's no pregnancy. So someone feels like I'm pregnant, and then menstrual blood comes down, then that's proof that she's not pregnant. So there's no menstruation with pregnancy, number one. Number two, there's no menstruation after the age of 50. This is the opinion in the madhab. Other madhab went up to even 60. Biologically, it's hard to determine, but I don't know anybody that goes above 60. So even like in the science, that's the like between 50 to 60. Tamam? طبعاً, one thing to know that when it comes to al-hayd, the ulama, right, they see what's around them, right? So they ask, okay, well, old woman, we don't know any woman. Yani the guy is a jurist, he's a faqih, he's a qadi. No woman ever came and asked or mentioned that it happened after 50. So they say, khalas, 50 is the maximum. طيب, can these change over time? What do you guys think? They can change, right? They can change depending on the DNA, the biology of people, the bi'a, right? Just like, al-bulugh changes, right? Al-bulugh used to happen earlier, maybe back in the day. Now, it probably, so for some women, takes time. Why? Because of the hormonal changes, right? A lot of this has to do with hormones. And now we're eating a lot of junk. Our hormones are being, affected in so many ways. Tamam. So these things can change. طيب. So we said, no menstruation with pregnancy, no menstruation after 50, or let's just say that age between 50 and 60. It's mentioned here that only Hanbalis hold this opinion, right? You might say, what if she has blood after 50? Well, the Hanabil would say this is istihada. This is that blood that is not from the menstrual cycle, okay? And usually the woman can tell. Usually the woman can tell, and medically you can technically tell as well. But we have some more tools nowadays to determine that. And number three here, there's no menstruation before the age of 9. Why? Because there's a narration Aisha said that if the jariya reaches the 9, like the young lady reaches 9, then that's the earliest for her to be baligha, right? Pubescent, right? And so if she bleeds before the age of 9, so it will not be considered hayd. It will not be considered menstrual blood. So if she sees blood before the age of 9, then it's probably something else, maybe istihada or something else or some other sickness. Okay, طيب. And of course, I don't know, has anybody heard of any girl reaching purity before 9? I don't know, I don't know. I know there's cases of women or girls who became pregnant at a really young age, but I don't know anything before 9. Maybe someone can Google it, but probably even these days, probably higher now. Probably it's rare for even someone. Nowadays, you would say probably 11, 12, 13, right? Something like that. طيب. Jameel. So it's important to know the fuqaha here, fiqh. So is this something we have to follow? Well, if now we have proof that the minimum age went up, then khalas, we follow that. So that's how fiqh is flexible. When someone tells you that, you're not allowed to, or fiqh, it can change over time. This is not blasphemy. What they're trying to say is that these things that go back to the urf and the ada and the people, these things can change because these rulings are based on the people, right? It's not like Allah didn't, or there's no hadith specifically that says that, right? طيب. So we mentioned those three rules: no menstruation with pregnancy after 50 and before the age of 9. طيب, جميل. The second rule that we need to know is the minimum period is 1 day and 1 night. It can't be less. So it gives the example here. So if you see blood at 12 p.m., then it stops. That is not menstrual blood. Because the menstrual blood, the minimum that it can be 1 day. If you look up now, they will tell you that it's between 3 and 7. Okay? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us in the hadith that the ada of the woman is 6 to 7. Subhanallah. Right? No medical knowledge. But this is something that is common amongst women. If you took 500 women and you average them, maybe that will be the average, 6 or 7. Tamam? So, but the minimum is 1 day and 1 night. Okay? 1 day and 1 night. So the minimum of a period is 1 day. طيب. What's the maximum of a period? It's 15 days. Remember, we mentioned this before. So the maximum for a woman to have her period is how long? 15 days. The maximum is 15 days. So now we know the minimum is 1 day and the maximum is 15 days. These are very important rules to understand now when we talk about how the rulings of hayd. Okay, so we said the minimum of the period is 1 and the maximum is 15. طيب. Now we're going to talk about, so the most common is 6 or 7. We mentioned that. The most common is 6 or 7. So minimum 1, maximum 15, and the average is 6 or 7. The average of the period of a woman is 6 or 7. طيب. Minimum period of purity between two separate menstruation is 13 days. So the minimum period of tahara now, we're not talking about al-hayd, of tahara, of tuhr, right? The minimum period of purity, okay, the minimum time frame of that a woman is pure, is tahara, is 13 days, right? This is the minimum time. Taban, it could be as long as, if you have 1 day of menstrual cycle, then the rest would be pure. So look what it says here. So if she does, so she sees blood for 2 days, and then it stops for 10 days, and starts again on the 11th, it would be considered part of the previous one and not a new one. Why? Because we said the minimum has to be 13. The minimum time that she is tahira is 13 days. Tamam? And is there a maximum for tuhur? In the books of fiqh, you will see that they say there's no maximum. There's no maximum. Why? Because actually her period can be cut off unknowingly. Usually at an older age, but it can be cut off. So there's no real maximum of tuhur, but the minimum of tuhur is 13 days. There's a narration from the Qadi Shuraih, who was at the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, a woman came to him and she said that her husband had divorced her. When a woman is divorced, she has to wait how long? Thalath quru, right? Three like cycles, okay? And she said, so a month had passed by and she said, now I'm free of, my iddah's over, right? And so he said, how? She said, my adah is 1 day. My adah is 1 day. Okay, is that possible? You tell me. You guys tell me. Let's do some math here. If we said the minimum is 13, okay, can she have, she has to have three periods in that month. So if the minimum period is 1 day, okay, so you have day one period, 13, she's pure. How many days is that? 14. Okay, and then she has another period, that's 15. And then another 13 days of purity. 28. Lala, 28. And then on the 29th day, she has another period. Khalas. That's it. And so her idda actually finished in 1 whole month. SubhanAllah. So that's actually possible. And Shuraih told her, you need to bring me three witnesses. And so she brought witnesses and khalas, he judged on that. He judged on that. This is a rare case. Biologically, is it possible? Maybe there's cases, but in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, this was one of the cases. And so this is where they got this, the minimum of a haid is 1 day. But that's rare, yani. Usually, like we said, it's 6 and 7. It's 6 and 7. Tayyib. Yeah, and we said the maximum is not determined. We don't know how long it can be forever. Khalas, she has a period, and then khalas, she's pure forever. So we don't know the maximum. طيب. Let's start with some rulings. So a woman cannot pray or fast while on her menstrual cycle. So when she's on her menstrual cycle, obviously, she does not pray or fast. Does she have to make up her prayer? طيب. Does she have to make up her fast? Yes, she has to make up her fast. Jameel. Okay. طيب. If a man and woman have intercourse while she is on her menses, okay, so now, Is the man allowed to have to be intimate with his wife while she's in her cycle? No. طيب, what if that happens? So there has to, so there's a kafara. Right? So Ibn Abbas mentioned that the kafara, yani the penalty for that, is that he has to pay a dinar or half a dinar. Okay, kafara. Just you have kafara of siyam and things like that. Tamam. Or when you take an oath, there's a kafara. There's a kafara expiation also for this. So if a man has intercourse with his wife in her menses, then he has to pay a dinar or half a dinar. يعني بالخيار. It's up to him. He can choose whatever is easier for him. And a dinar is about, I don't know if this is pretty recent, 4.25 grams of gold. I don't know how much money that is. Okay, but you can Google it. So that's a dinar, about 4.25 grams. Of gold. You can probably Google it right now and figure out how many Canadian dollars that is. He can choose either amount. They said even if he does it with protection, it's not allowed and he would have to pay that kafara. Does the woman pay or the man pays? The man, right? Unless she's the one that, forced him or that got him in or whatever. طيب. How about foreplay? Is it permissible? They say yes, foreplay is permissible, and we have a hadith of Rasulullah sallam that he would do everything except using the private part, the woman's private part, and as long as it's covered and they don't go to that area, they're allowed to do everything else. Everything else is permissible between the husband and wife during that time. طيب. Okay, this is where we get, and I need you guys to focus with me on this one. So what the most important part for a woman is to determine her ada. We said that every woman is different. So how are you going to determine your ada? How are you going to know? The other madhahib, they said, well, when the first time she sees blood, so now we know she hit puberty, and then she just sees how long it is, and that's it. The Hanabila said no, because they have a narration. The Prophet sallam, he said, to follow your quru, and quru is the plural. And he said the least of a plural is what in Arabic? In Arabic, what's the least of plural? The least number. Three. So the least, and so they said she has to confirm her ada through three different cycles. Okay. So what she does, and this is what makes the Hanbali method a bit more difficult for the woman, because they say that she needs to get a similar number of days 3 months in a row, then she knows this is her adah. Consistently, right? Because what can happen, maybe she has 5 days this month, then the next cycle there's 10, and then the next cycle there's 20. But now we have a problem, right? We have a problem, and so this can happen. This is not the common thing, but it can happen. So then they have ways to determine. Now what they say is, and I want you to focus with me on this, we have, this is al-mubtadi'ah. We call her al-mubtadi'ah, the beginner, the one that doesn't know her adah. She just hit puberty, she wants to know. We call her what? Al-mubtadi'ah, the beginner. طيب, the beginner can be mumayyiza or غير mumayyiza. طيب, mumayyiza or غير mumayyiza. إيش يعني? Mumayyiz, she can distinguish the kind of blood. Because Nabi Sallam, a woman came to him and she told him, you know, I'm bleeding after my cycle, يعني my known time of menstruation. You know, he said that's you know, that's istihada, because the menstrual blood, it's known by its thickness and its dark color, so it's black color, right? It's a black color, its thickness, and it has a smell. There's a smell to it. It's known. The women know that, right? Fa there's the woman that is mumayyiza, that she can tell. So blood comes out. You know, it's like dark black and has a smell, and then it changes. It's another blood, so she can tell that other blood. Okay, that's istihada, right? Especially if it passes the 15 days, because we said the maximum is 15 days. Tamam. So we have mubtadi'a, mumayyiza, and we have mubtadi'a, غير mumayyiza. She cannot tell. For her, we have a different ruling. طيب. So what do the Hanabila say? They say this, because now we have to talk about salah and not salah. Does she pray? Does she fast? Does she make up fasts? For the beginner. The one who has her adah, khalas, she knows her rules. Yani a woman now determines her adah, she knows it's 8 days. She knows in those 8 days, she doesn't pray, she doesn't fast, and then she makes up those fasts. Everybody agree on that? That's easy, tamam? But what about the one that's starting? This is what we're talking about. The one who's starting, she wants to determine. So what do the Hanabila say? They say, well, since the minimum is how many days? What's the minimum? 1 day. If the minimum is 1 day, so yaqeenan, that 1 day is what? Is hayd. So they say for that day, she doesn't pray or fast. Okay, cool. طيب, now the blood is still coming. So what they say, the Hanabil, they say, if the blood's still coming, she makes wudu and prays and fasts while the blood is coming. Okay? And she keeps doing that. Okay? And she does it with the niyyah of istibaha. Right? She's not removing, because we don't know, is this istihala or is this hayd? Right? Is it istihada or hayd? Remember, al-hayd, you cannot pray in it. As we're going to see now, al-istihada, you can. You just have to wash it, and you can pray with it. That non-menstrual blood, you just wash it, and you can pray with it. Tamam? So now, they say, the first day agreed, she's not allowed to pray or fast. Good. But now, the other days, it could be hayd or istihada, right? So what does she do? She makes wudu, and she prays and fasts, you know, until it stops, right? And then she will follow the she will do the same thing the next cycle, and the next cycle, and she'll take note. Okay, if I got a pattern now, 7 days or 8 days or 9 days, good. Okay, now when she's done the third month, she knows it's 9 days. مثلا, the first month it was 9 days, and then the blood stopped. And then the second month it was 9 days, then the blood stopped. The third month it was 9 days, and the blood stopped. So now what? What's her adah? What's her period? 9 days. Okay. طيب, now what does she have to make up? If there was any fasting that was done in those 3 months, she has to make them up. Okay? So in this case, let's say the second month was Ramadan. The second month was Ramadan. The first month, ma fi mushkila. But the second month was Ramadan. How many days does she have to make up now? 9 days, right? The first day that was 100% sure, and then the other days, 8 days that we weren't sure about. Okay? So she wasn't sure about those 8 days until she got her pattern. And now, okay, khalas, now I know that I have a pattern now of 9 days, and then she makes up those days. Wadih? That's the one that can that has a, yani that has a continuous or similar pattern. طيب, and this one usually she can determine the blood. Yani let's say that best case scenario, the blood just cuts on those, and that ninth day it's the same thick dark blood. But let's say she has 9 days, and then light red blood comes out. Okay. And she can tell this is not hayd blood, okay? طيب, is that part of her menstrual cycle? Well, she will do the three, Okay, this is the mubtadi, I remember. She will do those three, and if the same thing happens, or sometimes it doesn't happen, but the dark blood is always 9 days, then khalas, it's the same thing. She knows that those 9 days are her period, and those istihada days, she just washes it, and then she prays normally. Okay, but the Hanabala here, they recommend to her to pray in the beginning, because it could be not haid. It could be not haid. One thing to understand also that certain things that a woman can do can change her cycle, right? Sometimes in age, sometimes if she takes some kind of hormonal medicine, sometimes if they put those, what do they call them? There's some things that they can put to stop pregnancy, right? What do they call them? Birth control, yeah. So birth control, different kinds of birth control, they can actually affect also. So they can actually cause more bleeding, okay? But then it's up to her to determine what kind of bleeding is this, okay? Is this istihada? Is this haid? Now you guys see how, you know, there's a bit of work to do. So her haid can change. Now, the madhab, and I want to explain before I go to the notes, the madhab, when it comes to, because a good question would be like, okay, well, let's say now she determines the ada, 9 days, that first girl. Khalas, she knows 9 days, okay? But now, the fourth month, she gets, I don't know, she gets 11 days or 12 days, but some of those days are like light blood. She knows it's not haid. So does a tamyiz, I guess, have more power over the ada? The Hanabila, they say that the ada has more. So if your ada is determined, khalas, anything else you see, we consider it what? Istihada, not menstrual. The Hanabila, they say the ada, it's more stronger than the tamyiz. The ada is more stronger than tamyiz. The other madhab, there's khilaf here, and really, يعني, I think it goes back to the woman. You know, if she did something different in her life, something changed, and there is reason to believe that her cycle might change. Like I said, if she uses birth control, or something else happens, then she should see. And if this is happening 3 months in a row now, it's so the nine-day girl, now the next 3 months she's 12, thick blood, 12 days. So now she has a new what? She has a new ada. She has a new ada. This is, yani, it can happen. Wallahu ta'alam, and the woman know. طيب. Let's go through, read through the notes. So determine number of days for the beginner, and for the one that can distinguish, al-mumayyiza. طيب, جميل. So she waits minimum amount of time, 1 day and 1 night. We said that, because the minimum, yaqeen, and for sure, it's 1 day and 1 night. طيب. After the minimum time, she bathes and prays, even if she's bleeding, considering herself to be pure. Okay, remember we said that, because we're not sure yet. This is the young girl, or whoever, it's her first period. So two possibilities here. We said, if it stops within 15 days, she will bathe again after it stops. So remember now, that once the bleeding stops, for you to be able to pray and fast, you have to do what? You have to do ghusl. She has to do ghusl, right? So he says here, if it stops within 15 days, because 15 is the maximum, she will bathe again after it stops. Okay? So you'll bathe again after it stops. طيب. Number two, if it goes over 15 days, this is where it gets a bit difficult, because we said 15 is the maximum. طيب. So if blood comes after 15, is it menstrual blood? According to the madhab, no. It has to be istihada. It has to be istihada. So they say if it goes over 15 days, then it's not menses. It's not it's not haid. It's not menses after 15 days. But istihada. If she notices some differences in the blood during the period, she will distinguish via signs the menses blood versus istihada blood and make note of it. Okay, color, smell, thickness, and we talked about it, right? So this is the mumayyiza. She can tell. 15 days. You know, let's say she goes to 20 days. She goes to 20 days bleeding, okay? And she can tell, you know, after the 15th day, the rest is light blood, or after the 14th day, the rest is all blood. So let's say she bleeds 20 days. 14 days thick, dark, smelly blood, and then the other 6 days, it's light blood, and so she's mumayyiza, she can tell. So now her period, we say 14 here. And then she does it again, if it's the same, 14 and 14. Tamam? طيب. So she stops praying during the distinguished blood period in the second month, right? Yeah, so now that she knows it's going to be 14, in those 14, now khalas, she doesn't She doesn't pray because she knows those are 14. And then she waits for the third month, and then she can confirm her cycle. So she repeats this exercise for 3 months, we said, right? She's trying to determine her habitual number of days for menses. So he gives an example here. So example, first time, 5 days, second, 5 days, third, 5 days. So let's say 1 month, one cycle, 5 days, second, 5 days, third, 5 days. She determines that her menses are 5 days after the third time. If she fasted an obligatory fast during one of these months, as we mentioned before, she must now make up 5 days because her fasting did not count. Even though she did fast, because she was not sure. Remember, we said she prays and fasts because she's not sure until she determines her adah. So now she will stick to her habit from now on. Okay? Khalas, that's her period, 5 days. Khalas, that's it. Tamam? طيب, someone might say, well, what if it starts on a different day in a different month? Because usually for the woman, she knows, مثلاً, the third day of the month, usually when it starts. The Hanabali, they don't put too much emphasis on that. They say, khalas, it's 5 days. So if usually it comes on the third day, but this month it came on the fifth day, just count 5 days from the first time the blood comes down. Tamam? طيب, so she will stick to her habit. If it comes less than 3 times, then it will not be counted. So they say, مثلاً, it has to happen 3 times. والله تعالى أعلم, يعني, let's say it happens 2 times, and then the third month is like 1 day off, 1 difference. It's around that time, okay? So she doesn't really have to do it another 3 times now. She'll start, but she'll have an idea that it's about 5 or 6 days. Tamam? So if it's like 5, and then 6 days, okay, maybe she counted wrong or something happened. She knows that it's about 5 or 6 days, okay? And then on the fourth month, she will figure it out. So yani, you don't have to be too technical about it. طيب. Now the issue comes, if she cannot determine the difference between men's blood and istihad, the one that's غير مميزة. She can't tell, and the blood, she can't tell. I don't know if medically we can tell. I'm not sure if you can do that. But يعني, you should be able to tell from the color, the smell, the thickness. طيب. So how about this one that can't tell? One time it's like she bleeds for like 20 days, and then 20 days, and then maybe 17 days, and she can't tell which one is hayd, which one is... So they say she does the minimum 1 day and 1 night, and repeats it 3 times. And if it's still unable to determine the difference, then she will stick to the common days. So they say, khalas, she cannot determine, okay, this is not the common thing, but let's say one girl, she cannot determine how many days, and it's all over the place. They say she goes to the average, right? And this is, we get this from the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She goes to the average, 6 or 7 days. And they say she goes back and she also asks the relatives of her family, because your relatives affect yours as well. And usually it's very similar to the mother, to the sister, it's similar usually. Tamam. So this is referring to those whose blood goes over 15 days. Tamam. They can't tell the difference. Tamam. Because remember we said if it's over 15 days now, we don't know. It's still blood and she cannot tell the difference. Okay. So example, first month she sees blood for 20 days, of which 17 are thick and dark. She will wait first day and night, then take a shower and consider herself clean for the rest of the 20 days. She will repeat this again in the second and third month. If the fourth month, she will consider 6 or 7 days as her habit. So she can't tell. This keeps happening, 20 days, 20 days, or 17 days. She can't tell. So then she will go with the 6 or 7 until something shows up. Yeah, let's say now, after like 2 months, after 6 months, it shows up that khalas is always 8, and she goes to 8. Okay, so maybe now she can determine. But initially, that's what she does. She goes with 6 or 7. طيب. If a woman has bleeding outside her regular habit, she should only consider her habit. Remember, we said that the habit is stronger than distinguishing the kind of blood in the madhab. Okay, so if she has a habit of 5, and then there's extra blood, and it looks like it's similar to the menses blood. Okay. Should she go with the extra 2 days or should she stick to the adah? The madhab says stick to the adah, okay? Like I said, unless there's a reason to believe that something she did to her body or she's taking some medicine, right? Some women who, مثلا, they want to go Umrah or Hajj, they take these pills, right? And they block the cycle for a few days or something, right? And then, مثلا, her bleeding is like crazy or it affects her whole cycle, tamam? But if you're expecting something like that, then you should consider that, and because that's you're expecting it to change your adah. Tamam? طيب. So conclusion, we said that habit is stronger than the tamyiz, which is distinguishing the type of blood. right? If you have an ada, stick with that unless there's a reason not to. So, and we said there's three types of bleeding women. One who is less than 15 days, right? She sticks to her number of days based on the, yani the common denominator, like if it's 777, she sticks to that, okay? Then we have one who is over 15 days and can distinguish. And then one who is over 15 days and cannot distinguish. Why 15 days? We said because 15 days is the maximum. So, number two, the one who is over 15 days and she can distinguish the type of blood, then she figures out, okay, khalas, I bled 20 days, but 13 of them are thick, 7 are light. So her ada is what? 13. The number is 13. But the one who doesn't, who can't tell, okay, she bleeds 20 days, but she can't tell. The blood's like very similar. Okay, then she what? She sticks to 6 or 7 until something clear shows up for her later in the future. طيب, istihada rulings. We're doing good with time. طيب, al-istihada we said is the blood that comes after the 15 days. تمام? The blood that comes after 15 days, it's different than the, it's not dark, it's not thick, it's not, it doesn't have that same smell as the menses blood. So, okay, what if the woman has that? She doesn't pray? No, she does pray. So they say she must wash the area every time something comes out. So she washes it. Every time, she wraps something obviously around it so it doesn't bleed, like a pad or something. And then she does wudu for every salah if blood comes out. So let's say مثلا, some blood comes out. This is istihada blood, not menses blood. Okay, she washes it and she makes wudu. Nothing comes out, khalas, she's fine. But if something comes out, she does wudu again. She washes again and she does wudu again. So as long as she renews her wudu within a new salah time, she doesn't have to make wudu again if something comes out. So let's say now it's asr time. It's Maghrib time now, and you know, she has istihada. She washes it, she makes wudu, right? And khalas, now that wudu is enough for her, unless she loses it some other way. And then she goes to the bathroom, or air comes out, or whatever, tamam. But otherwise, she can pray with that. Tfadl, yeah. Fasting. Yeah, she fasts, yeah. Because this is considered like she's okay, but she has to clean it. Intention should be for istibaha when doing wudu. Her intention should not be to lift her purity because it is still there. She's intending herself to allow certain. So it's almost like, kind of like tamu. Your intention is al istibaha to allow you to be able to pray and to do the other things that you would need for like Quran and Salah and other things like that. طيب, it's haram to have intercourse unless he fears committing zina. تفضل, yeah. No, it wouldn't be considered pure. No. Because remember, Aslan, we said blood in general, it's not pure. Blood in general, it's not pure. And yeah, min bab awla, this one is probably more reason for it to not be pure. It's a good question. So, طيب, can a man have intercourse with his wife when she has istihada? The answer is no, okay. They say unless he fears committing zina, okay. And this is even like in general cases. It's not a sin in this case. If he really fears and he's going to commit zina, then he will do it. But it's not permissible for him to have intercourse with his wife when she's in the state of istihada. طيب, let's talk about nifas and we're done. So what is a nifas? طيب, a woman becomes pregnant and then she gives birth. What happens? Usually right after or before, maybe by a bit, she starts bleeding now. So there's a bleeding, the cleaning of the rahim, right? So the maximum number of days for nifas is what? Is 40 days. The maximum amount is 40 days. And it can begin 2 to 3 days before delivery as well, and in some cases, but usually just after delivery. طيب, question now. If the maximum is 40, can it be less? Can a woman bleed for less than 40? Yes, she can, right? And I think for somebody from experience, you know. طيب, let's say she bleeds for 30 days. Those 10 days... is she pure for her husband, for salah, for things like that? What do you guys think? Yes, generally yes. The Hanabila, they say it's makruh for her husband to have intercourse that time. Karaha, yani. Why? Because just in case, and it could be still in the time of nifas. But she is considered pure. She would be considered pure, and she prays. But they say it's makruh. Why? Just in case. طيب, and the last ruling here is that they say that the rulings of nifas are the same as al-hayd, except in two cases. All the rulings we mentioned about hayd, you can apply them on nifas. Like what? Like what? Like salah, she doesn't pray. What else? Saum, she doesn't, but she has to make it up, right? What else? Like it's not allowed to have intercourse. Same things. In nifas, there's no intercourse. Also the kafara, same thing. If he does have intercourse with her during nifas, then he has to pay dinar or half a dinar of kafara, right? What's different? They say the idda. So if a husband divorces her wife, his wife, does nifas count as one of the iddas, one of the cycles? No, it wouldn't count. That blood of nifas wouldn't count as one of the three quru, right? Because al-mutallaqat yatarabbasna bi anfusihinna thalathat quru. The divorced women, they have to wait three cycles. Tamam. So nifas wouldn't count as one of them. طبعاً her pregnant her birth is her idda, yes. But let's say she already gave birth and she has nifas now and she's divorced. The nifas doesn't count as one of the three. Wadih? So that's one difference between them. The second difference they say that, and this is interesting, yani, they said that nifas does not prove puberty. Okay, which is interesting. Nifas does not prove puberty, but pregnancy does. Okay? This is one that I had trouble understanding. So we know that pregnancy, of course, proves puberty because khalas, it means that because for you to be pregnant, yani you need to be able to have your period, right? But when they say that nifas does not prove puberty, usually nifas comes after childbirth, right? فَاللَّهُ عَلَمْ يعني what, I tried to like look it up, what they meant by that. If one of you has yani input about that. Because usually nifas comes out after pregnancy. And if pregnancy proved puberty, then nifas should. Yani, because you guys understand what I'm saying? No, if it doesn't make sense, don't worry about it, inshallah. So, and with that, we conclude, Bab al-Tahara, alhamdulillah. After, I think this is our 9th session. My intention, inshallah, is next week, we want to have like a review. It's going to be like a game night. If you guys know what Kahoot is, so we'll have like questions on the board. You'll need a phone, okay, or a device, inshallah. And basically, I'll have questions up. You know, we'll have some food, inshallah. We'll have some prizes, okay. What is your job, okay? And this is for your own benefit. And this is yani ibadah, inshallah, is for you to review the notes. Inshallah, I'll have the notes posted with the. I'll ask. To put them up with the lectures on YouTube, just on the comments, right? We can put them in the comments or in the description. We can put the slides, inshallah, I'll put the slides because they don't show up really on the videos. But just go over the videos. You can put it on like times 2 speed or go over the notes. Review. Why? Because you're going to benefit like that. If you come next week and you're like, yalla, let's sit down, have some, and then you're just like guessing, is there a lot of benefit? No. The real benefit comes when you sit down and review them. Review the notes, and then you come and you test yourself, and then you see, oh, mashallah, I'm 80%, I know the information, I'm 60%, okay? You'll be able to see how good you are. And also, this active recall, they call it in psychology, is actually what strengthens your memory. Is when you study something, and then you test yourself, that's how you benefit, inshallah. So, take some time, yani prepare, study it. And then next week, inshallah, we'll have some food, we'll do some games. And then, you know, maybe the top one or two or three, we'll give them some prizes, bi-idhnillah. Let other people know, inshallah, so they can benefit as well. So those who, like, mathalan missed and they want to benefit, they can still review the notes, come. We'll have the game night, inshallah. And we'll conclude tahara. And then the week after, we'll start with fiqh as-salah, inshallah. JazakAllah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.